Joan Colvin is best known for her original songs, but she also likes to reimagine the works of other artists. In 1994, she released Cover Girl, with songs by Bob Dylan, the Talking Heads, Tom Waits, and others. 21 years later, Joan Colvin has decided it's time for another collection of covers.
Good Saturday night, you're all dressed up in blue. I've been watching you a while, maybe you've been watching me too.
That's Joan Colvin's rendition of Tougher Than the Rest, the Springsteen song. It is the opening track of her new album called simply Uncovered. Joan Colvin now joins us from New York. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
If you were doing this cover version 21 years ago, you think it might have been different?
Yeah, I do. Given the title, it's mistaken perhaps for a song that's got a lot of bravado in it. And I don't see it that way. I see it as a world weariness that he's conveying, and sort of a quiet confidence, you know, born of struggle and experience and heartbreak. And 20 years ago, I didn't have as much of that as I do now, for better or for worse. So yeah, I think I could probably have done a better job right now than I could have done 20 years ago on it.
'Cause if you're looking for love, honey, I'm tougher than you're rough and ready for love, and I am tougher than the rest.
What's the satisfaction you get in interpreting somebody else's song that's different from what you put over with your own composition?
Well, I can come to it kind of as a fan, purely as someone else has done the work, and I've gotten to enjoy it. And whether they fly or not is a cover that I can do is another matter. But, you know, there's no work involved for me except just putting myself into the song and finding a way into it that I think maybe brings something a little new to it.
How did you decide on the 12 that you wind up doing?
The songs on Uncovered are kind of a combination of some old ones that I've done for years, like Acadian Driftwood and American Tune, Paul Simon. Mm-hmm. Acadian Driftwood's by Robbie Robertson.
Well, let me stop you, Joe. But let's listen a little bit to American Tune if we can.
Great.
Many's the time I've been mistaken, and many times confused. Yes, and I've often felt forsaken. And certainly misused. But it's all right.
Is this a song you knew?
Yeah, I've worked that one up many years ago, but never recorded it, and it seems always relevant.
Are you ever reluctant to do a song that's so widely identified with someone else?
I'm pretty much always reluctant to, not to learn them so much as to put them out there. And yeah, I'm intimidated every time I learn a song by someone else that I love and think is brilliant.
Let me ask you about another song, which a little more dated, okay?
Hmm.
This is the soul classic made famous by Brenton Wood back in 1967, Gimme Little Sign.
If you do want me, give me little sugar. If you don't want me, don't leave me on down. But if you need me, show me that you love me. And when I'm feeling blue and I want you, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, just
okay.
Show me that you're mine.
Now let's hear yours.
Show me that you're mine. Give me some kind of sign, oh darling, to show me that you're mine. Oh yeah, if you do want me, show me little sweet.
This was one that really intimidated me, and God, they all do, because the versions that I am moved to learn are perfect to me. So how do you take a classic soul song when I'm just a folk singer, you know, with a guitar? So I thought the way to do it, and this happens often, actually, when I cover songs, I slow them down a little bit and I think uncover the lyrics for people, maybe somewhat.
When you go back to your own songs, does a project like this change your approach or teach you something?
Learning all these songs just in the entirety of my tenure, you know, doing music, you know, one of the things that kept me from writing was writing was not easy. Singing, easy. Writing, terrifying. And I think it took me all those years as a student to understand what's good and to realize that we all have something to say. And it's not that anyone has a corner on the market of subjects, you know, original subjects. We all tend to write about very similar things, really, when it comes right down to it. But, you know, I own my own point of view and my own set of words and ability to express them. And I finally got brave enough to tackle it.
Shawn Colvin, her new album is called Uncovered. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, much obliged.
Why didn't you